Recording.
Fucking hate. I hate how you do that. 1, 2, 3. Recording. That there's no fucking cadence in that whatsoever.
Well, I mean, I try to count down, but then also most of the time I'm drunk for this, so like I'm not gonna get like, what do you expect?
Anyways, dude.
It's an exciting week for us. Not only is it just going to be a fucking awesome episode, but on top of that, this week is our featured week on Podbean.com.
It's pretty huge, or at least for us. I mean,
fucking super excited.
On the home screen of anything.
Anything.
Maybe the news for doing something terrible, but.
Right. Like the police blotters from your hometown when my friends like to throw those up and they're like, hey, look, so-and-so got arrested. So maybe that, but not definitely not the marketing director of Podbean, who, as you should know by your URL, is who hosts our podcast every week. And they checked us out. They listened to a couple episodes. They had some kind words to say, and we really appreciate it. So for all, man, I'm just going to go ahead and say it because I'm pretty optimistic. For all of the new listeners, welcome to the Horrible Influence. As always, I'm Brad, and my virtual across the table friend here is Tyler.
Yeah, yeah.
Though we may be states away. We've been rocking this out on Skype now, dude. We got this down pretty good. I like the way it works.
Yeah. We've talked about that in the past, how quick we learned what not to do when it comes to editing and trying to put what to use, what not to use, microphones, all that shit. So it turns out all the articles on the internet that are like, this is the only microphone. There's a lot of those, and they all say a different fucking microphone. So you really just need to go figure out which fucking one works for you.
Yeah, that's how we screwed up at the beginning, because we went with the condenser microphones, because they said that that was the best. And then,
hands down,
shit,
the worst. Like... 100% the worst thing that we could have bought.
We've really nailed it.
Like, I look at this snowball microphone every day. It's just sitting right underneath my monitor, and I'm like, I wonder if I could use that for something one day. And it's the same every time. No. Yeah.
Use it to hammer nails in, or
I could Kevin forgot the softball at home, so we used the microphone to play ball with instead.
There you go. Yeah. Not to shit on completely on the condensers, but you got to have the right atmosphere for it. Like, if you are into podcasting or recording anything and you think, hey, we'll just get one of these and get a group of guys together and record this, that's not going to happen. You need to put yourself in a small room, deploy that room to the moon, and then destroy sound waves with some evil empire type laser beam, and then you could record with it, because if a mouse farts in Germany, it'll pick that shit
that's
up on a condenser microphone. It's
I was what
we could hear like electricity.
It's
flowing.
Ridiculous. I was watching some guys were doing a Twitch stream, and they were using that snowball microphone, and it was just like they had it on the middle of the coffee table in the middle of all of them, and they were all just sitting on the couch, and it was like 10 feet away from all of them. Maybe not that, probably like 6 or 7 feet away, but it's just like, it worked really well for that, but sure as shit, not having two in the same room trying to lay tracks over, that was awful.
Well, that was our problem, is we were running two condenser microphones in the same studio, and by studio, I mean hotel room. So
people knocking on doors, air conditioner running.
Oh, there's a sign on the door that says quiet, you know, please, we're recording. That means to to bang on it. Try to open the door repeatedly. The good days.
Yeah. Yep. Good for somebody. I don't fucking miss them, that's for sure.
No, I'll take this now. This we get to record a little bit early this week. Obviously not to you guys. It's still the wonderful Monday. I could be dead by Monday,
yep,
for all I know.
If everything goes well.
I'm leaving the wonderful state of Florida, and I'm adequately sunburnt.
Nice.
And have destroyed my liver enough, I think, so I have to travel and return to the great white north.
Fuck that place.
I don't know which one you're talking about.
I've never been to Florida. I've heard it's absolutely terrible, possibly the worst place in America, but I don't know, so I can't talk shit about Florida.
Refer to the last episode for how Florida is.
Yeah. I heard that you can steal stuff and just shoot people with impunity. I think that's what is actually on the license plate.
It's definitely the state flag, like, kill or be killed, welcome to Florida. All right, that works. Check that off the map. But no, this is the home state for my wonderful being here, so I'll take it, I guess. How was the week?
It was good. Played some Doom and some Overwatch, and finished up this quarter of school on yesterday. So I have, how many days? I have like 17 days off. I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do with myself. Doom has to be finished. I'd like to finish Dark Souls 3 finally. The Witcher 3 needs to be finished. But then there's Overwatch. So,
well,
so I'll probably just play Overwatch, which has no finish.
Yeah, probably. Well, that's how they get you.
That's how they get you.
It's just never ending. Never ending. But, we will dabble into the video game arts here. The wonderful thing about doing this just a little bit early is that we covered absolutely everything that was important from last week. And this weekend hasn't come around yet. So, I don't know why two of these things correlated, but E3 kicks off the day before you're listening to this. So, we'll just say yesterday, E3 kicked off yesterday. But
Sunday,
not really, because we don't.
The 12th of June. We can just put a date on it.
That's when,
instead of yesterday's and tomorrow's.
I like to confuse myself as I do this.
I can see you just looking up at the ceiling like, fine. No fucking idea what's going on.
So E3 coverage we'll definitely have the week after this. Even if we waited until Monday, there just wouldn't be enough time to process all of that. But what I'm expecting out of E3 is going to be excuses, I think.
Think so?
It's probably, yeah. I don't think that you're going to see anything major. I think that Xbox has kind of alluded to showing the Xbox 3.1.4.8.12. I don't know what number there are anymore. The first one came third, and the third one's going to come second. I don't know what it is.
The
Xbox 4K, or what's been looked at as like a smaller version, that we might see something of that. There's rumors.
Well,
the
small
the
one's getting released in like
one.
August or October. So that will be there.
Right, so we should see
that'll
it.
Be there.
Yeah, we should see it.
Their upgraded hardware though, that's one of them that's in limbo for both Xbox and PlayStation.
So we'll see if anything comes out of that. I think what you're really going to see is kind of what E3 was last year, which is going to be a big game debut, and it's going to have your hardware developers just kind of introducing software developers, and it's that's fine. We'll see. There's not going to be any word of the NX as far as I can tell.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. I'll be curious to see what Nintendo does. I guess they're pretty set on not doing anything, but that seems like an awful idea. I guess they're going to talk more about what. what they have coming up in that little that treehouse. Have you ever watched that? Like the treehouse news or whatever the fuck it's called. It's like just people sit around on a couch and talk about Nintendo stuff. So that's that.
Sounds worse than what we do.
And then I guess they'll just talk about Zelda for fucking 4 hours or something. That's...
Yeah, that's fine.
No.
But in the idea of this podcast, I tried to fight for some very revolutionary science
news. Yeah.
And I don't know if you did any searching for today, but I kept coming across the same stories and a couple different headlines to the point that I started writing them down so I could recite the type of things that come up when you search for, like, latest tech news or latest science discoveries, biggest discoveries of June 2016. Like, I go through and just search keywords over and over and over again trying to find something that's worthwhile. I kept coming up with, and I didn't even memorize these stories, but I'm just going to read off the things that popped up the most. Egg yolk, liberals, Bernie, elementary school teachers, marijuana reform, a bleeding tomato, and child anxiety. They popped up over and over and over for whatever the stories were, but none of them had anything to do with anything I was searching. But it just kept happening. It was like, how to make this out of egg yolk that has never been found before. And then how liberal agendas are going to kill science. That was another one. Just kept, and it for sure doesn't make any sense, but that's fine. And then the science behind Bernie Sanders' campaign was like the third most science news.
What? Fucking thing. What? Like, get out.
Come on,
get
man.
Out. Get the fuck out. Don't get your shitty fucking politics into the things that are interesting.
So that they've done a very good job of flooding the market down to a point. Because, I mean, obviously this week we've seen the news media has announced that Hillary won the 2020 election, I think. I don't even know if we're even talking about this one anymore. I think she was reelected after a successful 4-year term, according to them. I don't know. It's crazy. You can't keep up with them anymore. I think Donald Trump killed 8 babies this week. It was crazy. So it was a good week in politics, but horrible for science because Bernie Sanders was third on the most popular search list for the word science.
Yeah, that's super. That makes a ton of sense.
Yeah.
It's great.
So, but fighting through all of that, the biggest news, and I on my little docket here, I put quotations around biggest because it's definitely not the most important thing, but it is the most talked about thing this week, is that NASA teamed up with a couple of universities, and they analyzed the amount of light pollution that's being let off from us, right? So if you live in a big city like LA or even Milwaukee has some of this, and I'm sure where you are or Denver or anywhere has this, the amount of light emitted from the cities at night blots out some of the stars that you would see. So if you go camping in the middle of the night, you're going to see a lot more stars than if you were in
like a rooftop or some shit.
Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah. So doing this, they did an actual percentage. And what they found is that 1/3 of the population of the planet cannot see the Milky Way galaxy. Like the part that you should be able to see with your naked eye, like the stream of stars, right? So that little band of stars, if you've ever been out camping, if you ever went on a family vacation to Yellowstone for the night, you saw the incredible stream of stars that are up there. Don't feel bad if you haven't seen it, because 1/3 of the population of the world hasn't seen it. But
is that like 1/3 of the planet? This. isn't capable of seeing it, like, you just need to, like, yes, get out of the city, and then you can see. It's not like a third of the people haven't seen it. It's just one third of the planet isn't capable.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's enough light
Seems
pollution.
Seems like a fucking lot, man.
Yeah, this thing it's
is
crazy.
How, what,
but,
the ocean covers like two thirds of the Earth or something like that? And the other.
Well,
third?
You would have to. I mean, if you were on the ocean, you would see it. But, well, I guess what they're getting at is a third of the population hasn't seen it because probably a third of the human population lives in a major city. You know, so if you go like with, what is there, 300 million people in the United States?
What's that number? I honestly do not know.
I think that's one of the older numbers, but it's pretty close. Most of the population lives, New York, Seattle, but you don't even have to go big cities. If you live in a town, you have light pollution. So unless you live in the mountains, you know, you're not seeing it, because the first thing to get kind of drowned out by artificial light is going to be the strips of the Milky Way. So unless you can remember seeing this or seeing it every night, which is, I don't see it. And, like, right now I'm in Panama City. There's not a lot of light pollution. I can go out and stare at the sky. I'm not going to see this. But if you were camping in the mountains of Colorado, you can see it. If people in Alaska
For sure.
see it. There's, like, five people in Kansas, so I think they see it. But for the most part, a third of the population can't see the definition of the outskirts of the Milky Way. I liked seeing the actual numbers of this done, because there was an instance back in the 90s where L.A. had a massive blackout where they lost, all power. And the police department was getting, obviously, landlines were still very big back then, so you could still use your phones. They were getting massive calls of strange lights in the sky.
Oh my God, dude.
And it turned out to be segments of the Milky Way, like the big stripes of stars. And they're seeing like comets zoop by and stuff they'd never seen before. You're on the planet, and we've produced so much artificial light that you can't even look up anymore. And this was in the 90s. And now they're saying it's gotten so bad that a third of the population can't see it.
That
we literally can't see above us.
I think what I'm bothered by the most is that people were calling the cops because they were seeing strange lights. That, why? Fucking why? And are you really that stupid? The issue isn't light pollution. The issue is fucking education, because people are really stupid. Oh my God, they're probably space aliens. And of course it's LA, where people are so fucking clueless. Oh my God.
There's lights up there.
You have like the largest focus of Scientologists down there. It's like the base of stupidity. Like, it's a bunch of people who actually think that an alien caused whatever. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to offend anybody. Get learned.
No, that and some of the stuff we talk about on here, I like to think that we are just idiots wandering through the world trying to learn things. But it was a fun conversation for me today, and I really enjoyed it. And it was with my mother, who has been listening to our podcast and has been fascinated by some of the things we talk about on here, but needed a breakdown of some of the very basics of what happened. Like, and not, these are things that I think we take for granted in 2016. And like, I graduated high school in 2004, mm-hmm. and I think you probably did too. It's like, this was all very common knowledge, but it doesn't get retaught. So if you didn't learn it in your years in school, if you just missed it, or if it wasn't taught then you were just never going to learn this. And I didn't really think about that until my mom asked me a couple of very what I would consider like a common knowledge question, but after thinking about it, was like, holy shit, yeah, like if they didn't tell you this in the fourth grade like they did me, when else would you have ever heard this, you know? So it was she wanted to know like how the sun, how it burned and how long it would continue to burn and if it would be forever.
Hmm.
Like, and that's a concept that I think we take for granted. Like, we were taught almost immediately that no, it mm-hmm. will burn out. Like, it has a finite amount of time that it can be here. But if you grew up in the 50s or 60s where religion is a major part of everyday learning, they're not going to tell you that's not the flashlight yeah. of Jesus, like that it will eventually turn off. So
it was a long fucking ways away. Like, you could just tell everyone that it's never going to burn out for the next 300 million years and you would be right. So really it affects nothing, but
it does affect nothing. But the fact that within the past probably 30 or 40 years, we've been able to measure the rate at which our sun depletes. So we have an idea of when it will die. Well, that's new information for someone that hasn't been to school in 40
or
50
years.
Yeah,
dude, no doubt.
Right?
No doubt.
And that is insane that it really is something that you would learn in an elementary basis. And if you didn't have that information then you will just never have it. Like, it's not like the news comes on at 6 o'clock every night and goes, hey, by the way, in case you missed it, here's how the moon was made. here's how long the sun's going to last. Here's why a lunar or solar eclipse happens.
I just picture the fucking the news. When they don't have a story, they just start like a countdown to sun death, and it's just like a timer that runs constantly for 5 billion years.
That would be more pertinent information than half of the shit that comes on. But that was a realization that I got to have today, that like, holy shit, like if you missed just a couple of things that you could, like my mom, just wasn't taught or was missed, whatever day, like, holy shit, I was absent that day, so I didn't get to learn about the fucking sun. And then you're never going to hear it. No one's ever going to sit down and go, yeah, this is how it is. Like, that was a crazy moment for me, and I got a lot of fun kind of like science teaching, like, this is how it works. This is why a lunar eclipse happens, and this is why the moon is lit up at night. And like, I'm standing with my cell phone behind my head.
Oh, I'm sure it was a really, really educational moment for everybody.
It's good. Yeah. It was good. It worked. But that moment had me thinking, that there is a very finite amount of time that a lot of people, especially like kids, a lot of kids learn some very important things. And I thought about it, like, how many times have I heard that since school? And it's right next to none. You know, it doesn't, unless you're sitting around watching Bill Nye in your 30s, it's not gonna come around again.
Yeah, I mean, that's the, I guess, kind of the point of the podcast. We don't put out the best information, but it's nice to know a little bit, like enough to like spark your interest to make you want to go look further into it.
Yeah, right. Like that's exactly right. Like if you hit on enough that someone will Google it, which I'm glad that's a verb now. Like, that I can go Google the information, which anyone could have done, she could have done, but it just doesn't come up. And then she goes, you know, like, well, you're talking about this and this, but like, why does this happen? And it was like, oh shit, like this, I didn't even think about the fact that maybe someone didn't realize that that was a thing, you know. So that was a good trip today, and it was very enlightening on my side. Like that, there is at least one person out there getting something out of this, and that's that's encouraging. That's awesome. For
thanks,
what
Brad's
we do.
Mom.
Yeah. But anyway, so with the science pioneering for today, the very largest amount of news had to deal with the Milky Way thing. But what I would consider personally the most important thing is that July 4th, Juno, satellite Juno, will reach Jupiter, and it's about 10 million miles away right now, and it's moving quickly. I mean, we are just fucking launching these things now. Like, we're not screwing around. This will be the ninth time that we've been to Jupiter. That was surprising to me. I didn't think we'd been that many times.
Yeah. This is doing a flyby, right?
It's going to go into orbit. So Juno's mission is Jupiter. It's not like it's going on to Jupiter or to Pluto or something. But this is the ninth time that we have stopped and examined.
That is interesting.
Jupiter. And it's going to be doing normal atmospheric testing. A lot of stuff that we've done before, but there's a couple unique things about Juno. Juno is going to be in a constant rotation. It's going to constantly spin, which allows them to keep the orbit much more precise, but onboard computers have to kind of navigate when they pick up data, because it's going to pick up data. I've got it here. I got it. I wrote it down because it's important.
Just looking up.
It's good. 200 times an hour. Sorry, 200 times an hour. It will face the gas giant Jupiter. So, this time, instead of it just trying to face it all the time and then being in a constant lock, like an orbital lock, is actually really hard. So if it spins, it's easier to maintain.
Right on.
That's what NASA said.
That's cool. Looking forward to the day that they examine one of those planets and realize that they're completely wrong upon first inspection, and it's not at all what they thought it was. It's not at all what they thought it was, and it turns out to be something fucking cool instead of just a big ball of useless gas.
Like how we think it's just a giant gas giant, and they go through the clouds, and there's just like cities,
just piles of money, and no one's around.
Ooh,
cool.
Yeah.
Should probably burn this.
Somehow it's more money. They just shoot to a picture of, like, I want it to be Bill Clinton. Like, I don't even know why I don't want it to be the current president. I just want it to be, like, we just found tons of money, and it's all stamped from 1998. And then they just show him, and he's like, ah, yeah. Just gives a couple of dual pistols. Dives out. Scientist Jerry Smith says that Pluto is a planet.
Looking up the estimated lifespan of the sun, they said the sun won't die for 5 billion years, but in 1 billion years it will become a red giant so large that it will engulf the planet. And before that, it will get so hot that it makes the oceans boil.
So we're down to like 300 million.
Oh, you could still do a solid, what, 999,999,900, we'll say.
How long is the transition from...
I imagine it's a couple seconds, right?
The beautiful... Oh, you think... No, I thought it was like a long fucking time.
It says in a few billion years, the sun will become a red giant so large that it will engulf our planet, but the Earth will become uninhabitable much sooner than that. After about 1 billion years, the sun will become hot enough to boil our oceans.
So the transition's a billion years long.
It's what it like it's doing its thing right now. Like it's when it on its way to becoming a red giant, it will destroy the Earth.
Right. So how long until that happens?
1 billion years.
Better go buy some water.
Yeah.
Start building.
Yeah, start filling start those oceans back up.
Build you a doomsday bunker.
Does this water keep for 1 billion years?
Yeah. I need. What kind of canned foods? Is it just dry goods for 1 billion years?
These are things that you need to plan for, people. This is serious shit. The apocalypse is coming.
I'm going to start. I just want to have enough free time that I can be one of those assholes in the corner downtown that have the, like, yeah, like the end is coming, but like with just 100% purely factual statements, like 1 billion years. Are you
where will you be when the sun burns out?
Hey, don't bark. Thank you.
That's the best thing is that we look at people that say the world's going to end soon. It's crazy people. Mm-hmm. But it's for sure going to end. Like,
sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I had to explain to my mom today, like, she, that's one thing. I mean, she's 67 years old and had, didn't know that there, it's just for mathematical fact, it's going to stop. I mean, she probably assumed it. Like, she's not a crazy lady. Like, she had an idea, but she was just like, what keeps it from burning out? And when I told her, she was like, okay, well, then how long until that happens? I was like, oh, it's a really long time, but it will end. And that's, I thought about that. I was like, that's a weird thing to have to tell somebody. Like, oh, no, this?
It
not going to make
super
it.
Super depressing just looking at this and reading the,
dude, I'm sorry. Sorry, team.
Sometimes you just gotta relax.
Somebody's like walking in the hallway or something, so that's not allowable according to Oscar.
Two buildings over.
Yeah. But yeah, reading that, the caption for this picture says, as the sun matures into a red giant, the oceans will boil and Earth will become uninhabitable. That's fucking depressing on like so many different levels. That it, I don't know. One.
Well, that was my mom today. She had some very gnarly questions for me. One of them was like, well, then why are we the only life form? Like, in our solar system? Like, we can't say for sure way outside. She wasn't getting into, like, mathematics.
Yeah.
You know, if the world, if the universe is infinite. No, we're just talking about, like, the fucking couple of planets right around us. And I was like, well, if you went like ring for ring, starting at the middle, like we hit the temperature for water. But what's going to be crazy is when this thing turns into a red giant and then it turns out that Neptune is perfect. And then like life grows and then there's going to be somebody having, because that's going to be another billion years before that's uninhabitable. So some life form's going to grow up. There's going to be some shitty alien going, well, why is Neptune the only place with life? And they're going to go, oh, well, Earth and all those other assholes were too close to the big giant red sun. Like it eradicates. And that's what I was telling her, is like when a star destroys the worlds around it, it's a slow but very complete process. It's equivalent to like a nuclear warhead going off every 5 feet across the entire planet. Like there's, it's not like you're like, why didn't we find anything when we went to Mars? Well, Mars might have held life, we don't know, but when a solar event happens, it erases.
That's pretty,
whatever it touches.
I imagine it's a pretty violent event,
right? Like you're thinking about that, boiling the oceans. It starts out boiling them and then it evaporates them and then it turns everything, not just the animals and the life forms, but everything to fucking carbon. Like it's just gonna cook it, and then whatever after that, like it's gonna strip and burn everything.
It's so, yeah, fucking crazy. It's the Marianas Trench is 11,000 meters deep. or 36,000 feet deep. So what is that? 7 miles?
And that's going to boil.
It's going to boil 7 fucking miles of water. It's insane. That's, yeah, just one little section, too. I wonder how long
and that's
that gradual.
Before it just evaporates it.
Yeah.
Like, boil is gentle compared to what's going to happen when it finally makes, like, full temperature.
Man, that's so crazy. The oceans, that's another super interesting place. It really seems like we really don't know anything.
We don't know anything about anything. I mean, we have almost explored as much of our solar system as we have our own oceans. So
that's crazy.
There's that. That's one thing that Joe Rogan talks about one time, and one of his bits, his comedy things, where he says, like, nobody cares about going to the lowest point. You know, he talks about, like, people wanting to climb Mount Everest, but he's like, dude, did you ever go to the lowest point? You go down, and then it's just... And it's true. There's nothing... I don't think going to the lowest point is as capturing as going to the highest. Like, we're trying to get to fucking Mars right now, and we don't walk around the bottom of the Mariana Trench. That's on our own planet. We don't go down there. We're like, that's too deep. But... We'll
there's some super creepy shit down there too. So,
oh yeah, goblin sharks are probably the creepiest thing I've ever seen.
Everything down there is out of a fucking horror movie. It looks like.
For sure, our planet is a reality show where they took one species from every planet and then just put them on.
Let's
one.
See how this goes.
Yeah.
Oh, here's a picture of an elephant fucking a man. Awesome. That pertains perfectly with
check.
What did I Google? Mariana's Trench depth. Nice. Whatever. At least it was a cartoon.
You got elephant deep penetration.
this is much deeper than I thought it was. Maybe that's why it's in this. So here's an elephant with a snake crawling out of its asshole, fucking a man in the butt while a midget sucks his wiener. So that's pretty deep. I can see why it was under the Marianas Trench depth, because it's, yeah, it's so many layers to this.
Our civilization is an onion.
Oh, here's a
God bless
here's a hammerhead shark,
the human race,
with hammers on its head. Okay, I've had enough internet for now. I need to close this. People are so fucking stupid.
Infinite knowledge. We have more information at our fingertips than we could ever hope to know. And when you try to find out something, you end up with an elephant banging a dude while that dude gets fellatio from the midget. So... good stuff.
Only the finest.
Yeah. Shout out to my buddy's kids, who he said he was going to let listen to our podcast.
Oh,
now.
Yeah. Whoops. Suddenly the title makes sense. Sorry.
Yeah. No, that's right. No, dude. You're going to... These people need to... They're going to learn it the bad way, but it's better than not knowing it. At least I hope. Like, if they go, dude, these guys are the fucking worst, but I tell you what, I learned something.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Next time they're watching porn, they're like, man, this reminds me of about when I learned how deep the Marianas Trench was.
Yes. Yep.
I don't know what kind of porn.
Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for listening to Podbean.com.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Big
stellar
shout out.
Time to put this in.
Oh, we're going to circle back around now. Get ready for this. So Juno is 10 million miles away.
Nice. Still doing this. All right.
It's going to make it there on the 4th of July, so please stay tuned. NASA has a live feed if you go to NASA.com, or they have a YouTube channel that uploads afterwards. But we're looking at not live pictures on July 4th. It'll be information that day. But it does have a full, like, 1080p camera on board that's going to take pictures. The thing's called the Juno Cam.
Very clever.
And, yeah, they did a good job. But so 200 times an hour, it's going to face different segments of the gas giant and give us an idea of what we're looking at. And what they're hoping to find is the origins. And I don't know, it doesn't go into depth, but they're going to analyze the atmosphere and the composites of all the gases that make up the planet, and then they want to figure out kind of how it was formed. That's the purpose of Juno.
Very cool.
So, yeah.
Very, very fucking cool, actually.
I mean, Jupiter is Jupiter and Saturn. I mean, if you guys haven't written a thank you letter in a while, you might want to write one to those two guys, because that's why Earth is still here. That's why we were allowed to evolve.
Getting smoked by fucking meteors constantly.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. That's, they capture most, like, more than, I mean, like 99% of incoming projectiles get soaked up by those two. So
it's pretty nuts.
The fact that we're learning more about them isn't just, like, dismissive. Like, we need to know, because that's the reason why we're here. Pretty handy guys to keep
around.
Yeah,
definitely.
It's like our force.
You can
field.
Get on the internet and buy yourself some Mission Juno t-shirts or sweatshirts, button-up shirts. Oh, and a baby. What are those things called? I don't know. Stupid baby clothes.
You buy a baby?
Yeah, you can buy a baby from Jupiter.
Yes.
It's dead, obviously.
Oh, Jupiter,
but
baby. Well,
a baby from Jupiter, nonetheless.
Nobody wants a live baby. What was the what was that real shitty movie? Jupiter.
Oh,
Ascending?
I never watched it. I almost watched it the other day because I heard it was so terrible that it's absolutely terrible.
It's got to be on Netflix.
It's
soon,
it's
right?
Either on Netflix or I think it's on HBO Go right now. But
oh, I'm gonna watch it. I gotta watch it just because I did. I heard it was. What's it called? A pile of dog shit?
Yeah, that's what it's called. Big, big, big pile of shit.
You got the internets there. What's the Rotten Tomatoes score for Jupiter Ascending?
I remember when...
I want to guess. I'm going to go 19. 19%.
I'm
going to
say 37.
Oh, you think it's that good? Because if it got 37, it did better than your fucking... What's it
26%.
Called? World of Warcraft. 26. Dude, World of Warcraft got dog.
Oh yeah, yeah. God damn it! Happy you brought that up. Did you see that that news article about the dude that took his love doll to go see the movie with him?
Oh, oh no, boy. But that doesn't surprise me. Where was
I'm
it?
I'm gonna
Korea
Google Warcraft movie love doll and just hope for the fucking best. Here we go.
It's gotta be.
Oh,
the
that's
first
the first thing,
thing
that pops up. All right. Yeah, man takes love doll to see Warcraft movie. So he's like, somebody just like shamelessly took pictures of this man pushing his little fuck doll around in like this wheelchair.
Yeah.
And who knows? Maybe she liked the film. Stupid.
She might have been the
China.
Only one.
Happened in China.
Oh, China? Man, I was way off. I mean, not way off.
Mm, no. The man apparently purchased two
Korea,
tickets
for sure.
And both wore For the Horde t-shirts. Nice. One person was wondering why he didn't get her a pair of 3D glasses. While another pointed out that he was kind enough to let her have the aisle seat. Oh, shit, man.
That's good stuff. It's still not as bad as the guy I saw at the beach yesterday, who was a grown man, probably in his 40s, who had nipple rings. And I'm the asshole for laughing out loud.
So. it's, yeah, when we went to that music festival, we saw some, shit.
Some fucking killers, yeah. Huh?
Oh, Warcraft and Jupiter Ascending both have a 26%, so.
Whoa, yeah. same. I'm glad you're excited for that movie, and I'm glad they're shitting all over it.
I want to see it because it's going to be terrible. You can just look at it and know that. I don't know how anybody was excited for that movie.
Oh, before it released, the reviewers gave it such horrible ratings on Rotten Tomatoes, and the user reviews, these are people that could not have seen it yet, gave it like an 89%.
That's because they're I just
fanboys.
Don't get it. Yeah, like why? Oh, Warcraft has a 32 on Metacritic. I don't understand why. User reviews are
fanboys.
It's who goes off of those? Yeah, user score is an 8.7. That is such a dramatic difference.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I would love
So super fans of the series refuse to admit that they made a bad movie, and it's because they called for the movie for so long. And it's the same with like not the same, but it's pretty close with like Batman vs Superman, which you get the, well, it's, if you were a fan of the comic book, you would have liked it. When, like, personally, I was a fan of the comic books, and that movie was dog shit. So they're just lying. They're just making shit up. Which I think you get the other way, too, with, like, the Avengers series, where if you're a fan of the comic books, I don't see how you like the fucking movies at all, but...
Yeah.
It's my opinion. Everybody's got their own, but...
Man.
As much as I think that user reviews should be more important than some of the critics, they're just not. You just can't go off of them. Because
I mean, there's... Look at that. I always look at what the highest and what the lowest is and see if there's like a couple... If there's a couple things that like correlate, like one person says that something's amazing and then the other person says that it's absolutely terrible, then I'll read more into the user reviews to see if like what is going on with this that it's even notable. Like is like one guy says the scenery looks dated, but he's the only one that says that. I don't know.
Right.
Like you getting on here and reading, getting anywhere and reading just one review is an absolute waste of time. You should have written the review yourself with no idea of what you were about to walk into.
What
do you want? Just write that down. Read that to yourself. You're good. Fuck it.
Right. Oh, the fucking internet, man.
The fucking internet. Finding Dory's coming out soon. That's cool.
So, Finding Dory, I would have never thought about until the same meme has popped up on every social media outlet that I have. And it's the picture of Adam Sandler sitting on the floor in his like third grade class when he's doing... what's the name of that movie?
Oh, Billy Madison?
Billy Madison, yeah. And he's like the adult sitting there listening to the story, and it says, me next week when Dory comes out. That's pretty good.
When did Finding Nemo come out? Here we go.
It's been a long time.
You called it a Google episode. Just.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, stay tuned.
I guess people are paying an insane amount of money for old... Disney movies, like old Disney VHSs that are still in the crazy plastic cases. You remember those?
Yeah.
Those like bulky ones. I guess somebody paid like $11,000 or some shit for Beauty and the Beast on VHS.
What?
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. Fox and the Hound sold for like $6,000 or some shit. It's nutty. I don't get it. I don't get it. Like, I'm also a person that doesn't understand why you would want to listen to music on a fucking record. I don't get it. It's archaic technology. It sounds warmer.
It's so funny to me that you don't get that, but yet you still enjoy buying CDs.
Well, I mean, I buy CDs because that's... Well, I haven't bought a CD in a fucking while, actually, because traveling all the time.
But we had the conversation about it, where you'd like to have the physical copy. So
it's
there
the art
in
the book and stuff like that. I'm not about to come out and say that the sound is different. I don't have the special ears that some people do, but I don't know. I just think that warmer sound that you hear when you play a record is just the sound of it being shitty quality. You're not hearing music. You're hearing the vibrations of the needle. Like, that's not part of the music.
I don't know. I don't collect either, so I don't really know. But the that could be very much true. I think probably vinyl is still very popular for the same reason that you like the artwork in the CD. Melanie bought a vinyl the other day, and it's like the whole thing is artwork.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one thing that's super cool. I really think that's neat.
So I could see collecting them. I couldn't imagine... Like, somebody carrying around a stack of them, and then, like, oh, I only listen to vinyl. Like, trying to play them. Like, that hipster still has a fucking MP3 player.
Yeah.
He has to.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Some people are into it. It's just not for me. I mean, I've heard more arguments saying that it's worth it. I'm sure other people are right, and I'm just an asshole, but I can't understand it.
Yeah, I can fully see collecting it. You want to be a collector of vinyl? I mean, obviously, I'm on board with that because I collect old video games. So I'm fully on board with that. But to tell me that it's better to listen to that than an MP3, and if you want the better sound, then go MP3 through one of those tube amplifiers that they got now that breaks down, like, where you can download premium digital content, because that's what Jay-Z wanted to do, right? Like, he started
his own
thing that's like iTunes or whatever.
Oh yeah, it's called Tidal, T-I-D-A-L,
right? So he but the objective there was that you would download a file that was full record quality, like the type that the industry would have, not the compressed MP3, like, iTunes shit. This was supposed to be, if you put on a set of $300 headphones and put it through an amplifier, then you could play it this file, and you would have that incredible experience, like you were sitting inside of the studio. Which is a decent idea. I don't think he'll ever make money on it, because there's... You could fit all of the people that give that much of a shit in a room, and they could talk about it. Like, those are...
Man, I thought that until we went to that music festival, and I heard more people talking about that shit and how they really like it. I never even fucking imagined that I would hear somebody talking about it like that. And I heard a bunch. Yeah.
I mean... Music's important, and it's important to a lot of people, but I just couldn't imagine you spending... Like, they can talk about it all they want, but are they spending the money?
Well, it's about... I mean, what they're doing is they're getting these huge artists like Beyonce and Kanye West to put their art on Tidal and not on iTunes. So if you want the new record from them, you have to go there to get it. I mean, eventually they do release onto iTunes, but... People are so fucking impatient anymore.
Like, it's, you got to start showing me band, because I got to tell you, I don't think that is listening to a rapper who sings over a digital tune anyways going to change that much. Like, I could definitely see it if you're listening to like a full on band or an orchestra or something like that, where you're picking up the range of all of these different instruments. But if it's just a digital track with somebody rapping over it, Is it gonna? Do you think that would sound that much different? I guess I gotta listen to it. Like I gotta get a tidal version. Really not the. Gotta get another one. Until I listen to it, I can't really talk shit. But
yeah, it's. I mean, going through their website right now, everything that's on their main web or on their main page is all music that I don't listen to. So, like Usher, Crash. I don't even know who the fuck Crash is. Nick Jonas, Beyonce. More Nick Jonas, Prince. Obviously, that's up just because.
Yeah, but
yeah,
I don't know. Maybe somebody else can shed some light on it. But I like listening to very high quality. I like high quality music. That's not a bad thing. But if you're listening to Journey play, or you're listening to a digital track with one person singing over it. Can that one person singing over a digital track be better with the original? Like,
no idea.
The original is only one step away from being the iTunes version. Whereas when you go to like a band, like let's say use Journey again, when they record the drums, that's them. That's one set. They record the drums and they record the vocals and they record.
Yeah, each instrument
and everything else
individually.
Right. So, I think being recorded like on a Shure and having that raw data, if they were able to use the very first time that was compiled and they play that for you, that's going to be a really good quality compared to when they compress it down 15 times to get it to you on iTunes. But the fucking Usher is just his vocal track laid over digital.
Yeah. Yeah.
It can't be that compressed.
I mean, I'm not the one for this because I'm not impressed, but whatever.
Decent idea. I think their audience is just going to be lost by it though. But who knows?
Oh, that's crazy.
I heard he was already losing money on it, so I'm not that surprised.
Yeah, I mean it's brand new, so maybe it'll. The annoyance to me is just that every video game company wants their own download site. Every movie place wants their own, or every TV station wants their own streaming service. And it's just getting so fucking old. Like, if every record company started selling shit and not putting it on iTunes, then you have to go individually to each place to find what you want. It just becomes such a fucking headache. The simplicity is lost at that point
you're going to end up with a Trivago for music, where they're like, oh, we search all the sites, and then they're going to name that fucking iTunes. Like, it'll just come full circle. If everyone splits off, then some company will come along.
And pull it all back together again? Yeah.
Yep.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking gross. I hate that Trivago guy so fucking much, so that was an excellent comparison to make. I hope that doesn't happen. I hate that man.
I hope it's the same guy.
I don't know why. Don't know why.
Because he looks like he stepped from that into like the Chris Hansen "Are You a Predator" thing, like right after this.
Yeah, he definitely gives that "I fuck butts" sort of like vibe, and it gives me anxiety.
If you wanted to go on a trip, are you tired of looking at 1,000 different websites? Well, check out Trivago. And like the lights go down and he's like, hey, are you a 13-year-old boy? And you're like, oh, whoa, no, same commercial. He's like, oh, I'm sorry. I forgot we were filming.
Fuck. Yeah. Yep. Fuck that guy.
He is fucking creepy, man. Well, what do you say we talk stupid. a little video game news?
Yeah, fucking let's do it. I'm looking at Twitter right now as we're speaking, and it seems like the E3 festivities are beginning in LA. There's a big-ass Titanfall statue outside of the convention center.
Oh, Is there a Titanfall 2?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Titanfall 2, I think, is it next year?
I'm excited for Titanfall 2.
Yeah, I am too. I think a lot of people are.
It was a good game. It was not polished, but it was fun. It was a lot of fun running up and like hitting the combination to get your robot to just like grab you and throw you in his chest.
Yeah.
It was fun. I liked it.
I thought it was a ton of fun. The people that freaked out about there not being a multiplayer or a single player, excuse me,
there was no single player.
It's kind of weird, but
I was one that wanted it. I wanted a storyline because it had the potential for a very good storyline.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's a bunch of robots running around shooting each other. Like, I wouldn't say good, but it had the potential for a storyline.
Yeah, you're right. They could have done it poorly, but I think that there was a potential there for you to show the war. And then, like, having these, because you know when they do single-player modes, the art within the, like, the cutscenes and the, just the background of it, like, when you have a bunch of robots fighting each other, it kind of loses the sense of almost like that Jedi Knight feeling, like there was only a couple. Like, you could have done the storyline where you were one of the very few Titan remaining soldiers. So like, you could have been going through and seeing these like old destroyed enemy Titans and even comrades like down. I don't know. I pictured the storyline having a very end of war. Like, this has been a 50-year war and we're coming to the end of it. And this is you battling through with like a war-torn Titan type of deal. And then all like I just got multiplayer and I was like, oh, there's a story here that could be told.
Yeah.
But
yeah, that version of the story that they did tell was so fucking bad.
It's real bad.
But doesn't matter. The multiplayer was a ton of fun.
Yeah. So I guess that's the thing, is they could have left it alone, but they didn't. They decided to do like a half-ass story. So maybe not do that. Maybe just do absolutely no story, or give me the full story. One of the two.
Yeah. I don't know. Make a fun game. You can make a fun game that is just single player or just multiplayer. Or you can make a game that's really fun single player and the multiplayer is the worst. Like Doom.
It's not the worst.
It is the worst.
The
and
best.
I actually just found out why it's so terrible. Because the Doom multiplayer was not made by fucking id Software. Doom multiplayer was made by a company called Certain Affinity. And that group was formed by a bunch of former Bungie fucking people. So
you don't
so
say.
They just made Halo. Like, I don't know how to do anything else. I'm going to make this game again. I like this game.
That's
fuck
unfortunate
off.
Because while I played it, I was just like, I was like, oh, I don't mind this. Like, it's okay. I mean, it's just kind of Halo.
Yeah. No, it is Halo. Yeah. It's just reskinned Halo. But id took over ownership for multiplayer, so they're going to start. They're right now talking about doing private groups and being able to add in bots for multiplayer. Hmm. So, I mean, that's not the issue with the multiplayer, but at least they're nodding in that direction, like, we understand it sucks, so let us get it sorted out.
God, I'm having a hard time remembering his name right now, but I can't hate on the multiplayer too much because I got a little internet famous nod.
Oh, Total Biscuit, wasn't it?
Total Biscuit, that's right. Go look that guy up on YouTube. I got a random message on Steam. It said, hey, congratulations on killing Total Biscuit. I was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, who are you? Who's Total Biscuit?
Yeah,
Why is this relevant?
I don't know what's going on.
It must be Christy. I'm getting messages on Steam now. This has gotten too...
Yeah, this has gone too far. And so I looked it up. And that's all they said. They didn't never reply to me after that. But I Googled... And full disclosure, I knew Total Biscuit did like game reviews on YouTube. I didn't know that he did like playthroughs. So he did a multiplayer playthrough, and I started watching it. And the reason I got the message was he was like, "Yeah, you know, like he's talking through the game, and he's like got it all chopped up, and he was just owning people."
Yeah.
And he's just murdering people, and he drops down at one point in the game, and turns a corner and gets sniped right in the face, and it says, like, whatever his, because his name's not Total Biscuit on there, it's something else, and it said his name, and it was killed by
Powder Toast Man,
and it was like Powder Toast Man kills Total Biscuit, and I was like, oh shit. Well, it was one of two times that he died throughout his entire like YouTube video of this game.
Oh, okay.
So it got me, it's like somebody messaged me over it. They were like, "Hey, I added you just to say congratulations on sniping Total Biscuit."
That's so goofy, dude. That people are weird, man.
Yeah, that was a special one. So I can't hate on Doom's multiplayer too much.
You can still admit that it's fucking terrible. It doesn't matter if you met the president of fucking the universe while you were playing it. It's still a bad game.
I sniped Obama on there, so it was pretty good.
It's not good. It has none of the attributes that a good game has, unfortunately. It's just awful. Awful, awful, awful.
I like the demon where you transform into the demon thing. That is fun. Like, it is fun to just watch real life players try to run and hide from you as you jump around tearing them in half. Like, that's fun. But as you have pointed out, the single player is incredible.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I made a little bit more progress yesterday. I still haven't finished it. It's a lot of fun. Just trying to do all those stupid little achievements and find all the secrets and all that shit. It's really time-consuming.
Oh, yeah. You got to find those little dolls, man. Those dolls are so fucking cool.
Yeah, they are super cool. It'd be rad if they started producing those. I mean, I don't have anywhere to put them, and I probably wouldn't buy any more than just one of them, but they're pretty badass.
If Pop puts them out, I'll own them all. I'll have them all.
Fuck Pop. Fuck their shitty figures.
You know I got a ton of them.
There's a couple that are cool, but... Man, I don't know. I do like them, but for some reason I just have like this... I hate watching like unboxing videos, and in the background behind people is just a fucking sea of these little characters. I don't like it. I like... Action figures are neat, but those little... I don't know, man.
Yeah, too bad action figure prices are like $200 a fucking Pop now.
Yeah.
And you can get a fucking Pop figurine for $9 at Hot Topic or whatever it is. So.
Definitely. Yep, Hot Topic is the place to go.
Difference. Oh, dude. All day. So you gotta get your date for your Marilyn Manson concert and your Pop figurines.
Oh my god. Slipknot just announced a concert. And I would really like to go, but it's with Manson, and I would like to go see Manson. However, I do not want to go see a bunch of Marilyn Manson fans. So I will not go
Manson,
see Slipknot.
Manson like private party. Like, oh, like, hmm.
Yeah, if you're bored, Google Marilyn Manson fans. And it... Yep. That's that. It's just...
Just horrible people. That's fine. So, one interesting thing that popped up before the announcements for E3 is we talked about the 1080 from the was it GTX 1080?
Yeah, yeah.
From,
NVIDIA.
NVIDIA, yeah. Well, AMD has answered. AMD answered that call with what's the Radeon RX 480, and the whole purpose is to give you an affordable graphics card that can handle the Oculus Rift.
That's pretty badass.
Yeah. So the RX 480 comes in at $199 starting bid price.
That's legit.
The power consumption is nice too, because $199 card that uses 1,000 watts of power doesn't do you any good, because you're gonna have to buy a new power supply unit. So this one comes in at just under 150 watts, 149 is what it is supposedly reading at. So the RX 480 is 4 gigabyte. The $199 version is 4 gigabytes of virtual RAM, a single 6-pin connector using a Polaris 10 processor in there, and it's under 150 watts. So you could hypothetically build yourself a sub 500 watt rig and use the Oculus Rift.
It's pretty legit, dude.
For $199.
Yeah, my buddy Nick's talking about getting one.
I don't know how it's going to perform with everything else, but the prices, I mean, that's outstanding. You can't get a 970 for that.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah, it's what, 80% of the 1070, and it's only $200. That's pretty killer.
Yeah. But we're going to have to look at benchmarks for games that are out now. It's weird. It says that it only has a single 6-pin connector, and that's got to be just for power. I mean, it's still going to have an HDMI output, right?
Like, oh, yeah.
I didn't see any of that. But I did just see that it was a single 6-pin, but that's got to deal with just the power consumption.
Yeah, that's the power plug-in on the side of the card.
Right, like it's only taking 150 watts, so it wouldn't need anything else than that. They didn't mention anything about linking these together, like a SGL or whatever.
What is it? Crossfire
or
for
SLIs?
AMD.
Yeah. It's Crossfire for AMI or AMD. So they didn't mention any Crossfire information on the two articles that I read on it, but I mean, I guess it depends how it bookmarks, because if it truly can bookmark better than like a 970 or even up there with a 980 for the price, you could get two of them for cheaper than a single 980. And if they crossfire right, then
yeah, it's
you
pretty,
can build a really powerful gig.
It's pretty badass.
Yeah, pretty powerful rig for pretty cheap. Yeah, it's
real cool to see the price going down, because I mean, that's the big argument against PC gaming, is it's too expensive. But
yeah, and we're seeing a turn for the better, where consoles can't keep up for their price, so the price that they're at isn't good enough, and the PC, although far and beyond in graphics, is now finding out that they have to lower the price. And hopefully they get low enough to snag up that other market, and we start seeing some crazy... I'd love to get a 1080 or something, like, just to see it, just to try it out.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about that before. I'm definitely going to wait, but I'm stoked to see what progress is going to be made with these.
Yeah, I'm not gonna buy a 1080 just to have it when the like R970s are still working great.
For sure.
I'd like to test one. I would like to know that. I mean, because it's the same price. Like, I'm not gonna buy another 970, obviously, because the 1080 is or the 1070 is the same price, and the 1070 is reviewing well now. So
that's good. Hell yeah. Yeah, I'm excited to see what these console companies are going to do with E3. I'm super curious about because PlayStation says that they're not going to have their new console at E3, and I believe Xbox said the same thing. So they're not going to release their updated hardware, but they're going to release that. They're going to show the Slim or whatever it is. It's like 40% smaller than any Xbox that they've made before or whatever. But that's supposed to come with a new controller.
So what happened to the Elite controller? Did it just not sell? Like, or is this going to be an Elite controller now that comes standard with the new?
I don't think it's on the level of the Elite controller. I think that's still like, it may take a couple things from it, but I don't think it's going to be on that level. It's going to be on the level of like the base wireless Xbox controller. Maybe
then what's up? New about it?
I don't know. They haven't released that yet. I mean, midway through the 360 process, they released that one controller that had the turnable directional pad that would raise and lower the directional pad. You remember that thing?
Oh yeah.
So I mean, like it's not new that they redesigned controllers and put them out.
But that unit failed horribly. Like that one, they ended up going back to the original.
I don't think so. 360
controller.
This is how they finished. That's how they finished the console. Everybody that I talked to liked it. It was a better D-pad.
The raceable D-pad went away for the new black. What was it? The one that looked like an Xbox One,
no,
but wasn't.
That controller came out after that new console came out.
Huh. I don't remember it.
Because the
lasting long.
Yeah, because that came out, and then that controller became available after that console was released.
But the then maybe this is just another, you know, like a progressive upgrade, and hopefully they pull some of the good things. I think you're probably right. They're not going to have the added buttons on the back or something like that. But I still haven't got my hands on an Elite controller.
I fucked with one at the Microsoft store one day, but I haven't purchased one. I can't commit to it because I use my controller for, I don't play shooters. I don't need that twitch reaction. Like the hardest thing that I play with it is Dark Souls 3, and that's still not on. You don't need the triggers or those little extra paddles. Like it's just not. In Stardew Valley, you sure as shit don't need a $150.
Are you still using a 360 controller, or did you move up to an Xbox One?
It's still a 360 controller.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, I think the same thing I'm on is I use a controller, but the only thing I use a controller for is Metal Gear Solid and
what, Rocket
Witcher
League? Yeah.
I think. Yeah, right Rocket on. League. So I don't need the real quick, everything's third person.
Yeah, none of that twitch response shit. I'm actually just recently thought about starting playing The Witcher on controller because I played it mouse and keyboard when I first played it, and it was always a little clunky, so it's kind of my motivation to go back and play it. And the new DLC Blood and Wine just came out, and I heard that was really good. So
yeah, I talked to a guy that put he's already got like 10 hours in Blood and Wine, and he said it's the best DLC that has been out for a game. So
that's pretty cool.
I need to get it and start playing through it. Because I've got Witcher 3 for Xbox, actually, and I just haven't played a game on my Xbox in so long. But I need to get on there and do something with it.
Yeah. It's a fucking, I mean, it won Game of the Year for a good reason. It's an awesome game. So saying that it's good is just redundant.
Right. But Blood and Wine is supposed to be, what do they add? Is it an entire new map or just quests?
I'm actually not sure. There's quite a bit for story, though, from what I understand.
Yeah, I heard that, like I said, this guy put 10 hours into it, I think, on just the expansion. And, just repeating it, but said it was the best expansion or DLC content that he'd had for a game.
That's
so
awesome.
Far, so.
That's it's not too common to hear the good things about DLC. Typically, it's right. Just people talking terrible amounts of shit.
Well, this game was already Game of the Year. It was already an amazing game, and it waited a very long time to release
this DLC. New region
and
Final Quest is what they're adding with, or what they added, rather.
There you go.
Welcome to the land of summer, a remote valley untouched by war. Cool. So, yeah, new area. Looks like a whole bunch of new hoes that are potential bang buddies. Giant mushrooms. It looks pretty badass.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to get that.
Yeah.
Need to get that.
So, we may have to dive on in. We'll have to dive off into that for a little playthrough.
That'd be cool. I'd like to start streaming now that I have some time. It'd be cool.
Dude, I do not want to play fucking tug of war with you right now.
Dog. It's the only game that Oscar likes to play is you hold that in and I'll just yank the shit out of it. So every toy is a fucking rope, and if it's not, then it just gets eaten. The ropes are the only things that survive longer than, I don't know, 5 fucking minutes? I don't know how dog just eats everything. It's gone. It's fucking gone. A chew
just
that was...
watching him in the background of your camera right now just throwing shit. It's just...
So, I tied these... I tied these monkey fists for him when we were at Perry before I left. And... I mean, They're hard now because we've played tug of war with him, and he gets one end in his mouth and he starts shaking, and that knot is just beating. He's just getting punched in the head on either side, and he just whap, 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 whap. He's not smart, and he's getting dumber every time he plays with these things. But
as long as he's happy.
Yeah, he's happy, so that's good.
Oh.
What else?
Well, man.
Game Informer announced their cover for July is going to be fucking Call of Duty. So that's cool. They're still getting paid.
Because they pay for... Yeah. They pay to make sure they stay in business.
No doubt. I mean, they're owned by GameStop, so it's not, too surprising.
Call of Duty has become disgusting, and... Mm-hmm. I'm done with them. But I could be like... everyone else and go, I hate Call of Duty, and what is it, the other one?
Battlefield,
yeah. Battlefield's going to be amazing. Battlefield's probably going to suck, too. I mean, unfortunately.
I'm not stoked about either of those games' upcoming titles. Battlefield 1 doesn't look good, and Call of Duty is obviously just... completely off the fucking rails, I think, with all these ridiculous space and robots and I don't know.
I think a big problem that we've got to is that the fun part of Call of Duty was reached very early on with the Xbox 360. And that level of gameplay, like you've seen with Overwatch or Dirty Bomb or name it, across the board, is that it can be reproduced by indie developers for very cheap. And no matter how good you make the graphics, that doesn't really matter because you can accomplish that gameplay very easily.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they're not doing any groundbreaking shit, that's for sure. I'm not a Fallout fan, but it's no Fallout. It's no BioShock. It's not anything from Rockstar.
There's no classes.
It's very basic.
That's
kind
of taken over.
It's very
every
bare
game
bones.
Now has like almost a almost like a I don't know, like classes. You have to have classes or it gets very boring. Like, I need a medic. I need like a heavy guy like that.
Well, I think
almost MOBA sense, but it's with a first person shooter.
I think the appealing thing for people with Call of Duty is that you can just do whatever the fuck you want. There is no, it doesn't matter if you're on a team or not. You just do whatever the fuck you want. So it's a super fucking great game for people who don't give a solitary fuck about being on a team. If you are that guy that just wants to play the mid lane in any MOBA and you don't give a fuck, like you quit Dota because someone else took your character, like Call of Duty is the game for you. Because you can just be the most arrogant sack of shit, and as long as you're good at it, that's fine. Your team doesn't rely on you.
And if you lose, it's not your fault because you went 25-2.
Right. Yeah, it's your teammate's fault. Or the other guy was hacking, probably.
Yeah. It was capture the flag. Yeah, but I went 25-2.
That was the biggest
argument I always get with people, like where the game ends and we lost and I have the highest score, but I went like negative in kill death ratio. And somebody will be, oh, I can't believe I didn't get the highest points. I went 25 kills, 2 deaths, or whatever.
It
turns out that's not the point of the game.
Yeah, map mechanics, motherfucker.
Yeah, and they will just, like, I'll get yelled at. They'll go, play your fucking MOBA, queer. Like,
then why are you playing Capture the Flag?
Yeah.
You're the one exactly out of place, dingus. You fuck off.
No, but they get mad. Like, it doesn't matter. Every game is team deathmatch or kill confirm, whatever you want to call it. Like, it is free for all. Every game is free for all. It doesn't matter whether it's team deathmatch or capture the flag or king of the hill. It's just team deathmatch.
Yeah. Just run and shoot. There's no thought of, like, I like Overwatch because there's a level of balance that you need to reach with your team composition, or if you're having an issue with one particular hero on the other side, like, you need to adjust your strategy. And people have a hard time. I think it was Polygon wrote an article about how the weirdest thing about Overwatch is getting used to remembering that you can change characters in the middle of the game and, like, change the tide of battle by bringing in a different character. Yeah, and so many people are just so stuck. I mean, I'm bad about it too. Like, it feels like you're about to push over the edge and take back control, but it's just, you have to be able to recognize that shit to change your hero to adjust to what needs to be done. But yeah, it's enough about Overwatch. That's a fucking amazing game, so that's that.
I gotta get it, I guess. I'll get it when I get back in town the middle of next week and start playing.
Nick got it, and Mike and Matt got it. Devin, I talked to last night, absolutely 100% refuses to buy that game, so he says it's terrible, but I don't know. It's just like his opinion, which is...
I've bought a lot of terrible games.
Absolutely, you have.
So, yeah. So I'm not afraid to buy another terrible one. I mean, I paid for Star Citizen.
Yeah, there's that. I mean, at least you didn't spend $350 so you could look at a ship.
Correct.
So.
Yeah, I got like $60 into it, $40 into it, whatever it was. I bought a ship. So if it ever comes out, so when I'm 80 and the game finally releases, like I'll already have my ship.
Yeah.
That'll be outdated, and I'll have to buy something new.
Yeah, the graphics will look like comparative to Pong when it finally releases. Oh, yay. And then there's going to be that group that are like, God, it's a good thing we waited for this. This is just I'm so happy. This is just perfect. They had to wait this long because they really aren't. No, yeah. No. Shut up. Whatever.
Yeah, it's officially, about a year ago, it was officially too long that they have waited to release this game. No matter what they come out with, they're going to be hit with it took you 12 years for this.
Yeah,
like you'll never meet expectations now.
Nope. Absolutely will not.
there's fucking VR. VR is out. So you're going to release your game without the compatibility of VR.
Well, it's going to have compatibility for VR. It's Rift capable for sure. I'm not sure about the HTC Vive. But you'll be able to look around your spaceship. Just more looking. That's what you can do in Star Citizen from what I can gather so far is just look. You can look at that if you want, or you can like come over here and look at this. Or like you can stand